Last time, on Bucci.
What are you doing in there?
I'm doing Bucci. What does that mean? It's very complicated.
Complicated.
You and I, we want to be alone in the wilderness.
We
you,
do?
Yes. I want the wind on my cheek, crisp air in my lungs, campfire smoke in my sweats.
That sounds pretty curse word privileged, Bucci.
Mama, Mrs. Bucci.
Do you know you like warm undergarments?
Like thick socks?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and but thick BRA.
Thick bra?
Don't say it!
Say
except
it.
For our marriage, do you have any experience being alone?
All right, let's get to calls.
I have a house on 80 acres.
We can maybe use your bathroom.
Well, to be determined because the state where I'm at, you know, there are laws about the septic system.
I wouldn't mind letting some people hunt if they share with me the meat.
Maybe we could just find a dead boar that died of natural causes?
That sounds iffy.
Well, just a friend of neighbors. They'll hunt it for us.
I had to pull Bucci off the floor to get him to even come to the show. We're always lifting up the man.
Let Franco talk.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was a big pile of trash. Well, she turned out to be a really nice person. She was a highway worker, and she was also a deadhead.
There's only one thing you can do, and your name's Sunshine. Let's bring the light.
You can be our heat as well.
Maybe Sunshine could just blow on your hands.
You could do that too.
And a little bear cub comes waddling out of the woods, and you can grab it and like give it a really big squeeze. It's victimless crime.
Do you have an acoustic bass, or should I be bringing this?
Your bass is a shoebox with rubber bands.
Yeah. Well, it still makes that.
I'm very concerned now. First of all, I'm the only woman. Yeah. That sucks. Now all you guys are bringing instruments? I have to listen to this all day and no Netflix.
Do we even have anything to sleep on?
Another man!
No.
No!
Spoons. I'm going to bring
spoons.
For the band.
Yeah. Yeah. The genetically modified body.
Nah. So robots.
All right. I'm looking forward to it. I've been hoping to get something like this together. Keep it.
We'll be sitting around this campfire, suckling the baby to our breasts.
Ew, no.
And now, this week, on Bucci.
You are rotting maggots in your coffin. You are rotting maggots in your coffin. Ugh.
Napkins, got my the correct chair, but I gotta lay down the layer of napkins first. It's just a precaution. There we go. There we go. And I'm not laying it. I'm also laying it down on under my feet as well, because my feet are soaking wet. I'll get into why next week's show. That's a subject for next week's show. What's going on? I feel like they've taken the mic and now it's shorter somehow. It's like it's kind of right near my belly button, so I have to scrunch down like I'm speaking out of my belly button. picture that for 5 minutes. Okay, it's Bucci. Well, nice to be here. I feel like I gotta stuff some of these napkins down my shirt as well. I feel like I'm losing weight. I need to give the appearance of bulk. Oh my god. There was a list of worse reverb. That would be one of them. That's all right. Let's come on, baby. Let's crack a can of can of tears. Second week in a row with the tears. It's not as cold and it's lost its fizz, these tears. Kind of flat. Flat, warm tears. FWTs. Put that on a t-shirt. Alright, I'm gonna bring you down, chill music. Sorry, I'm just finishing up the finishing touches on this resume of mine. I'm trying to work in a Polish veterans hall. I'm not Polish or a veteran, but I am a liar.
Trust Bucci.
Man, I've got cat hair. I'm just futzing and putzing all over the place. I got to address this. I got cat hair all over my face. I feel like I had it all day. Like but I keep plucking at it. There's nothing there, but I feel like it feels like I snorted a cat like cocaine. Feels like I went on an all night cat sniffing binge, like in my college days. just kidding. I didn't go to college. So before I start the show, I just want to make a correction. Hold on, I gotta... Last week, I made a comment on the air that my recent wife, Mrs. Bucci, her hair was thin and blonde, and I'd like to make a correction that I was looking at her through thin and blonde colored glasses, and her actual hair is brown and so thick that I've lost my wedding ring in a couple of times. And so I just want to let the record state that. Boy, did I get yelled at for that. I think all the crazy stuff I say on this show, she would be mad at, but that was the one. That was too. That was the final straw. easy drops. Easy. All right, let's get it going. Let's just. Oh, sorry. Sorry, folks. I just want to address that. This is going to be a weird show. My friend Steve, shh, please be quiet. My friend Steve had to go out of town for a year, and he asked Bucci to babysit. And so I have to do the show. I gotta do Bucci. And so please, I had to bring the baby here. There was nothing else to do because my wife. She's in Japan. I don't know. That's what the note said. Come on. Give me a... Careful listeners of this show will know that Bucci and kids don't exactly mix. If they're not hounding Bucci for money that he supposedly owes them, they're outright... Just straight up dissing him in the streets. Oh, thank God. And online. No, I get no respect, to quote Margaret Thatcher. So when Steve dropped this his child off at my doorstep, it was like he dropped... A hand grenade off on my doorstep. Like an adorable hand grenade with big liquid eyes and cute little dimples like all over its body. And I'm just going to press on. Look, I'm going to put a paper towel over the baby's face and it'll maybe calm it down a little bit. Okay, that sounds pretty calm. I don't know what to do. I'm at my wit's end. What do I do? How do I deal with this child? I feel like Steve asks, you know, he's going to be gone for a year. I have to raise this child. What if I do this the wrong way and he turns out to be a jerk? Or worse, someone who won't listen to Bucci. And so this kid, as you could hear, I didn't catch the baby's name, but it has been all like this all afternoon. I've been bouncing him on my hip. I've been doing the peekaboo. Peekaboochie. Nothing. Just crying and using the restroom and giving old Booch the double middles while he's doing it. Which I have to take personally. I feel that's directed at me. And, you know, I've tried to, like, yell some of my knowledge at it to make it, you know... like I said, I want him to be a good young baby and then a young child and then a teenager. And after that, it's not my problem. Silence. I told him... Look, as I said on the train and the subway over the way, I said, hey, I told him how to buy an iPhone 7. Like, it's pretty easy. If you want a phone that kind of works, just go online, type iPhone 7 into the search bar, and then shop, and then you'd get one. How to be alone. I've taught him how to... I think I've taught the baby how to be alone, but I just... See, it already sounds alone. I've tried everything, all six things. Oh. Well, I don't even know what that noise was. So I was gonna, on this show, I was going to do a show. What I planned to do was what is your dream charcuterie? Put together your favorite charcuterie board, but then I brought in all the stuff and the baby ate all the salami and the gabagool up. Put like six olives in a smeared goat cheese all over its tummy, which was pretty cute actually. But I came in here and he's sitting on the table and he's got my charcuterie contents in him. And, so that's not gonna work. And so I guess I have to, I'm gonna make this show about the baby. You know, why not turn a negative into a positive? That's a rhetorical statement. And I just, I guess, feel like take the opportunity. I want to learn how to be a good parent. And then when Steve gets home, picks up the baby, I just never see the baby again. And I'll be like, check out the great baby that you now have, or however old the baby is. Because he did leave and he had a lot of trunks with him, like just a bunch of trunks and like passports. So I don't know. Maybe he'll be back. Anyway, that's a long way of saying I'm going to need some help from you.
You.
And I'm talking to you. Parents. Can you call up and rock this friggin' baby to sleep? Is that a Bucci adage? Bucci, the baby says no. Can you, do you have any toys that I can dangle in front of its face? The only toy I have is this, clicky pen. Which the baby hates. Come on, click, 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 clicky, clicky. Don't you like little clicky? Come on, clicky, 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 clicky. That didn't work. I think he's teething, which means it's the, you know, so do you have an ice cold ring he can chew on? Or an ice cold clicky pen? Just put a clicky pen in the freezer and then give it to Bucci. To call up and give it to Bucci. And also, I do feel like I should take this chance to really, you know, impart some wisdom to this child. Teach the children well. This one child. And I know that people out here at WFMU, they have a lot of opinions. And I think, you know, 50% of them are good ones. You know, call up. What's your favorite? Tell the baby what your favorite Jandek album is. So he doesn't go through the whole catalog and be like, oh, no. No, that's the one to go to. What's one of the albums called? Drum Set in a Room with Red Carpet? That's one of the best ones. So anyway, that's after the break. Call up if you know what that noise means. Call up. But anyway, so that's when you listen to some music right now. What are we going to listen to? Okay, I know what we're going to listen to. Here is a song that I think everyone should hear, not just children, but children. It's very good. It's a wise song full of good rapped advice. It's the UMC's Never, Never Land. Only on WFMU.
Who do you seek, kids?
Those who seek the fruits of nature. UMC, that's their names. We search for miles around about dead blue cheese on the shores of the eye.
Emphatically, the answer was yes, knowing that the men were residing somewhere near. Hip hip hooray hurrah was the estimated shout of the children drenched in cheer. Well, yes, I am the man.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are.
Certainly endowed with the graces of a good style. Fun for all, for the children of a fall. Follow me now on the path to the mountain for chill. When I reach the top, what should I shout?
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Help Bucci take care of a baby. That one.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music. Music.
Freedom on the plains of Utland. Now come and sing with me.
Oh, yeah. All right, we're back. You're listening to Bucci. Bucci's got a baby in the studio. That's it right now. It's a man baby. Again, didn't get you the name. So if you want to name the baby, I guess we can do that. But what I'm looking for is some help. I need some help raising the baby, and I also need anything that you can give that will, you know, if you have a cute, flashy little rattle, or if you have a beach ball that it can bat around, or an iPad with games on it, I need your help. 201-209-9368. And I, what I'm really hoping for is, I hope this caller right now has a bubble wand. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, Booch. Hey, so here's what you do. When the kid's crying...
Yeah, like now.
Throw a piece of cheese on the kid's face.
All right, I'll try it. Wait, who is this for first? I'm not gonna take advice from some voice in the darkness. What's your name?
This is Bubba from East Brunswick.
B-U-B-B-A. All right, Bubba, so what? Just throw cheese at its head? I think I have some left over from the charcuterie board, actually.
Yeah, put a slice of cheese on the kid's head. He'll shut up.
Okay, all right. Here we go. All right. Baby, you like it? What the? Bubba! Listen to this baby!
What do you think, huh?
He loves it.
He works.
All right. Thank you, Bubba. The baby's laughing. It's a little annoying, but I don't know why that cheese thing worked, but it did. Thank you, Bubba. The baby is just loving this cheese. I almost prefer the crying. Baby, please, stop laughing. It's just cheese. It's not that good. Oh, my God. Oh, I can't win for losing. And that is a Bucci adage. Call her Ego Bucci.
Hey, Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
This is Hero.
It's Hero, isn't it? Hero, you are close to a baby's age, so you might have the best advice of them all.
Well, I don't know.
Yes, that wasn't a question. That is a fact. Hero, do you remember being a baby?
No.
What, you remember nothing? It's just a blackness? It's a darkness?
I remember when we took pictures of me. I only remember that.
You remember the picture of you, but you don't remember the memory.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, it sucks. All right, Hero, what's your advice? Do you have anything that I can give the baby? Do you have, like, a rattle, or do you have, like, I don't know. What do babies like? I don't know. I don't even know. What do you got?
We have some balls.
Okay, what kind of balls? Like, bouncy ones?
It's a sort of bouncy one that has little things. When it rolls, there's little balls and these little capsulations on it, so it jingles a little bit.
Are you sure this is for a baby and not for a full-grown scientist? Like, I don't understand this thing. What is it?
It's a ball. It's just a ball.
Don't yell at me.
That has.
I already got one thing yelling at
on
me.
It.
Okay.
That are inside it are balls.
All right. So, do you want to bounce them at the baby and maybe the baby will love it?
Yeah. And then one more thing.
Yeah.
You should give the baby
milk.
Yeah.
Okay, I've been trying to give the baby some of this can of tears that I've been, but the baby doesn't like drinking tears. Is that a Bucci adage? No. All right, bounce the ball at the baby, Hero. Right. There.
I will.
All right. Ready? Do it. Ooh, I don't know if it liked that.
It doesn't sound like it.
No. It really didn't like it, and now it's crying again. But don't listen to this baby. This baby is very colicky. I don't even know what that means. And, Hero, one more thing. What is the last thing? You know, if you could impart any wisdom to this baby, what would you do?
What?
Wisdom.
What
like,
would I do with yeah, what?
What? Pass on some of your wisdom. You're a very wise, thoughtful kid. What do you think that you've learned in your life that you can impart to the baby?
I don't know.
But you are very...
Yeah,
go ahead.
You give it milk and you let it sleep and you play with it. You read to it.
Read to it. Well, this is all good things to do, but it's like, what about like be intellectually curious? That's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Or Legos, right? Do babies like Legos, or is it too young?
They can... You shouldn't let them stick it in their mouth.
Okay.
Soak.
All right. Yeah, that's a good point. Or step on them. That really hurts. All right, Hero. It's good to hear from you. Really good hearing from you, man. I haven't heard from you in a while. Yeah, goodbye. Call you about shit.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
Henry,
how are you doing?
Good.
Good. Now, Henry, how old are you again?
Eight.
Now, Henry... Do you have any, what are your positive memories of being a baby, and what do you remember liking as a baby that I can maybe, you know, give this one?
I don't really know.
Okay. What do you have any toys or anything that we can give to the baby?
Thank you, Tingles. And like a blanket that's silky.
A silky blanket. That sounds expensive, but all right. Silky blanket. I don't have it. I have paper towels that I've been kind of wrapping the baby in Jesus style.
These would be good.
Yeah, okay. And does it like TV? What TV programs do you like watching? Or do you think babies like watching?
Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig, okay. So which season of Peppa Pig? What's the good season?
Season 10.
Season 10 of Peppa Pig, okay. Do you have any wisdom that you'd like to give to this baby so it grows up to be a smart kid like yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
I have wisdom to give him.
Okay, what is that wisdom?
If you see a pig called Peppa Pig, don't put him in a frying pan.
Say that again? Okay, that was actually a Bucci adage. But it sounds like a Henry adage as well. Okay, don't put... Okay, baby, say it again really loudly so the baby can hear you, Henry.
If you see a pig named Peppa Pig, don't put him in a frying pan.
It likes it. That's a sign that it's really good advice. Thanks, Henry. You know, it's not even that good advice. Why? I don't know why you're laughing. It's not like... no one should be laughing this much unless they're listening to Bucci. 201-209-9368. I have a baby. That's it. In the studio that I'm trying to charm and keep quiet while I do this radio show. And also, I'd like to take the opportunity to make this baby smart and wise and everything. Oh, stopped right there, right in mid-chuckle. Another thing you could say, like, what else? Well, you know, like, don't eat rubber bands. Don't eat rubber bands, baby. Snitches get stitches, baby. What's another one? That obviously someone needs to teach the baby, if someone's doing a radio show, try not to make any noise. Or specifically, if I'm doing a radio show, trying to make any noise. If you want to make all the noise during Michelle with 1L's show, then that's fine. But just stay away from me. That's good advice as well. Caller, you got Chibucci.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sophie.
Hey, Sophie. How are you?
Good. Like
this mic is peaking. Yeah, long time no hear from you.
Yeah.
Have you been away at college, or what have you been doing?
Just kind of here. I'm listening to Henry calling, so like, yeah.
What? That's right. You guys are related. So you're just sitting in the darkness while Henry calls?
$10.
Okay. I think we've already arranged some sort of arrangement from that. Sophie, what do you think I should... Oh, there goes the baby again. What do you think I should... what do you have that I can give to this baby that'll make him, you know, just calm down for a little bit?
$5.
$5. You think the baby wants $5?
A good plushie, like a teddy bear.
A plushie.
Like those microwave ones that are really warm.
All right. Oh, you know what? Can you give it to the baby, please, Sophie?
Right here.
Okay.
Here.
Oh, that really... Look at it. He likes it. Wow, he's asleep now. Kind of went asleep very quickly, but that's a really good one. That's the first thing that's actually worked. Actually, that cheese thing worked too. But Sophie, what makes you so wise about babies?
Well, I like hanging out with little kids.
Yeah,
I have
okay.
Little kids on my bus, so.
Okay, and are you kind of their leader?
Keep them in order.
Yeah. So are you kind of you're the leader? You're like, this is what I'm going to do. This is the game plan today, folks. Like that?
Yeah, in a sense.
So when you have these kids, in a sense, and when you have these kids, what is some advice that you give them? Like smile if you're faking it, sort of that thing?
Always be nice to your fellow friends.
Yep, that's a good one.
If you see $10 on the ground,
mm-hmm.
for yourself.
Wait, if you
don't
see...
Don't give it to Henry or Hero.
So if you see $10 on the ground, I'm going to yell at the baby. Tell the baby that.
If you see $10 on the ground, don't give it to Henry or Hero. $10 on the ground.
Oh, that means it.
Henry and Hero.
Okay, well, the baby is growled at me. There it is. All right. And it's, I interpret that to mean it will never do that. All right. See ya. Have a great one, and thanks for calling, Sophie.
You just don't want to give me $10.
201-209. 9368. I have a baby, and the baby is kind of I feel like the baby's getting bigger, but I don't know. Maybe my eyes are getting smaller, but I really need some help raising this baby. So if you have some tips and tricks, or a warm milk, or ice cold OJ, or a squeaky toy, or anything like that, great, call up and I'll squeak it in its face. Huh? You like that? You like that? Huh? Squeak, squeak! Or a rattle, anything. And if you have some advice, like, you know what's a stare at people? This is the only time in your life, baby, where you can stare at people and not get, like, shoved and going, what are you looking at? Because if you say that to a little infant, forget about it. Caller Igabuchi. Yeah, hello, who's this?
Yeah, hey, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, interesting. What is your name, first-time caller?
This is Seth.
Seth, okay. Seth.
Yeah.
Okay.
S-E-T-H, Seth.
Well, just email with that spelling later. Seth, what does, what do you have to do? Now, I really... I just, by the sound of your voice, I feel like I don't want to put my baby in your hands because I feel like you're going to teach it something evil, or like you're going to tell it, hey, yeah, hop the turnstiles every time you can if the cops aren't looking or something like that.
No, well, that's perfect because I was out shopping the other night and I saw a perfect product. Mm-hmm. It's basically a mechanical babysitter, so I don't need to touch this thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, don't call my baby a thing. But
the cute little baby.
Exactly. So wait, what does this mechanical babysitter thing do? What is it? Is it like a Roomba but with hands?
No. I saw that one though. This is it's basically a mechanical Ferris wheel.
Oh, I pray to you. Mechanical Ferris wheel.
Yeah. So okay. You put it up above the baby and it moves slow enough and it has three parts. In the first, it dangles down a pacifier.
Oh,
it's great. The baby gets a few sucks, and then it pops right out.
That sounds really cool. All right, do you have that on you, Seth?
It's still at the store.
Yeah, okay, just dangle it in front of the baby's face.
Well, then comes like a shiny UFO with bright lights, because babies like bright lights.
Oh,
right?
Listen to that. I can hear the UFO now. And it's laughing. The baby is laughing and screaming.
Yeah, the little
and growling.
Drawn in, and then there's a little gray man in the windows waving. Mm-hmm. So they like that, too.
Uh-huh. And I hate to ask this question, but what advice do you have for this baby?
Just run as soon as you can, and then just run and keep going. And don't ever stop.
I agree. The only time they should be stopping is when they stop to subscribe to the Bucci podcast. Thanks. Caller, you got Shibuchi. Hello, who's this? Hello? Hello? Hello, who's this? Too late. Caller, you got Bucci. Okay. Baby, did you like that? The little dial tone? It didn't. I really think this baby's getting... sounds older. Feels like this baby is getting older now. Call you Gabucci and the baby.
Hi, Bucci.
Hey, Franco, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good, I'm very fine. Good to hear from you. So,
can I have the baby?
No. I knew you were going to ask that. I knew it.
How did you know?
I just knew it. You were going to come. You're like, I want to teach it all the things that I know. I want to indoctrinate this baby with my knowledge and my life experience. Admit it. You want to do that, too, don't you?
Actually, it's probably more specifically, I want to train him to be my helper.
Uh-huh. Okay. Right, because you're a carpenter, right? You have a lot of skill.
Sure.
Right?
I have a garage full of tools that I can't lift anymore.
Okay. I don't want you... Well, the baby shouldn't be around tools. So, real quick, what do you want to give some advice for this child?
Okay, from my own personal experience.
Yes, from your vast personal experience. Like, what bands should the baby get into?
This is a very early. I wasn't exactly baby like that, baby, but I was very young. Mm-hmm. I was crawling.
Yeah.
And I remember crawling down the driveway. It's probably my first memory.
Huh.
And, yeah, it was very primal memory. And then, but then a little older, don't put beans in your nose. That's what I did, and they started to sprout in my sinus cavity.
Okay. So you had a bean plant growing in your brain when you were a baby?
Well, not exactly. Not like Robert Kennedy. No, it was in my sinus cavity.
See,
it wasn't a parasite. It was just a bean.
Okay, that's very good advice, baby. Tell the baby that, Franco.
Don't put beans in your nose. You don't want to be like Robert Kennedy Jr.
The baby agrees with that.
Him either.
Well,
okay?
Yeah, no, it's that's very smart. Franco, thank you very much for that. And I think that's
You're welcome.
I'd like to thank you because I knew you were going to have some good advice.
Well, okay.
Bye, buddy. Caller, you got Bucci. Caller, you got Bucci.
Oh, what up, Bucci?
Hey, who's this? Gravelly voice.
It's Double G.
Yeah, it is. What's up, Double G? What do you got? What do you got for the baby?
You know, I've had a lot of cousins that are younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a little, you know, knowledge of young ones.
Okay.
You know? So I got a couple ideas.
See, that baby sounds
kids
older
are too,
now.
Too hooked onto the electronics these days, right?
Right, and that, okay, so get hooked on electronics. That's your advice?
No. You need the kid to, like, give the kid, like, a rock, a stick to play with. They love that kind of stuff.
Give them a rock and a stick.
Think of it. Children are just, like, little cavemen or women or whatever, you know? So, like, that's like, caveman
or woman.
Mentality. Rock, stick, fun.
Fire.
Don't give the baby fire.
Cave paintings.
Babies love cave paintings.
They love it. They have that little hand. They put their hand in, blood. I don't know why I said blood. And then they point it at the rock wall, and you're like, oh, always there'll be a. That's where that baby was. Wonder what's the baby's name.
I have another.
Probably
solution
like
if the baby's
Eric.
A little, you know, noisy.
Yeah. Okay. What?
All right. You.
This baby does not like you, Double G. By the way.
And you put. What's that?
The baby doesn't care for you. It's screaming every time it looks at you.
No, it's fine. What you got to do is you take some
gotta.
A Vicks Vapor Rub.
Okay.
Some like Bacardi 151, right?
Yeah.
You boil them together, and you put the baby with it, the boiling cauldron you got, under a blanket. Baby falls asleep in like 5 minutes.
It likes it. All right, I that scares me. But the baby, me and this child are not the same entity. So I mean, what I hate that this thing seems to love.
But you can't find 151 anymore. So if you need a hookup, let me know.
Yeah, I have rubbing alcohol.
None.
I have it. I don't know. I don't want his hookup. I have my own hookup. It's CVS. You know what I was thinking? The minute Double G leaves is I'm going to tell it a little bedtime story. Nothing put baby Bucci to sleep like a bedtime story. You know, the advice that I could give a baby is when your grandpa tells you a baby story, a bedtime story, it's Valhalla. That's the happiest I've ever was. And I want to hold on to my big grandpa's thumb and never let go, even when he's pulling away from me like, get off me. All right. I'm going to do a little bit of music. And listen to this. This is Bucci talking. I almost swore. Once upon a time, in a magical town called West Orange, there lived a cheerful man named Bucci. Bucci was known around the country for his knack for pretending to be other people, whether it was an artist, a shoemaker, or a drummer in a band called Rat Libido. Bucci loved to fool others with his clever costumes and voices that he used on his radio show. Call Bucci.
Bucci.
Now, Bucci was sad. Because even though his show was good, he wanted it to be better. He wanted more listeners. It was never enough for him. And also, he wanted people to, like, tell their friends about the show and subscribe to his podcast over there at Apple Podcasts. So one day, while wandering through the marketplace, Bucci came across an old man with wise eyes. He said his name was Station Manager Len. And as his wont, Bucci began to complain to the old man about his troubles and how his own friends wouldn't even listen to his show. Len nodded and produced from his jeans a plain wooden mask, cracked with age. "This mask will make you the greatest DJ," Len said. "But beware, you wear it too long, it might stick." Bucci took the mask. "Stick? That's impossible. Masks don't stick to faces."
Bucci, adage.
And he laughed at the old man and did that thing where you point at a spot at someone's chest and then when they look down, you flick their nose. And he walked away with the mask. So during his show that evening, Bucci decided to try the mask on. He put it on and all hour long, he pretended to be a brave knight and boasted of his adventures fighting a fearsome dragon. People who were listening cheered, and Bucci basked in the praise. The next show, Bucci put the mask on again. This time, he pretended to be a world-famous chef, and people called the show from all over, begging for a taste of his polenta. Now, because of these masquerades, the radio show became incredibly popular, and people started leaving really nice reviews on Apple Podcasts and followed him on Blue Sky. But soon, Bucci was wearing the mask outside of the show. It felt good to do this. What was the harm, he thought. First, he pretended to be a savvy financial advisor and giving advice to a family in a restaurant. Then he was a cool teacher who let his students vape in class. And then a wise old hernia doctor who never charged his patients. And with each masquerade, people admired him. And Bucci liked it. Days turned to weeks, and Bucci barely noticed he was pretending anymore. Then, one morning, he looked into the mirror and gasped. His face has changed. His eyes were sharp and serious like the teacher's. His voice was calm and measured like the doctor's. And when he tried to take the mask off, he found he couldn't. Bucci ran back to station manager Len. "What the curse word did you do to me, Len? This stupid mask is stuck to my face." Len only smiled. "That mask didn't stick, Bucci. You did. You are the mask, and the mask is you." Bucci was pissed. "Wait," he said, "was this one of these lessons where you have to be careful who you pretend to be because you are who you pretend to be?" Station manager Len nodded wickedly. Bucci walked through the town in tears, cursing his foolishness. As he sat on the curb, with his head in his hands, he heard a voice. "Bucci?" He turned and saw the family who he spoke to in the restaurant. They shook his hand and said they followed his advice and set up a trust for their daughter, and now she didn't have to work. After that, a man came up to him and said he'd follow his fried chicken recipe, and that was the only thing he was going to eat from now on, not even drink water. And it was like this all day. People came up to Bucci and to tell him how much good he had done. He realized then that it was a good thing to pretend to be people. It made him famous and them happy. And even if they found out he wasn't a real doctor or teacher or politician, so what? F them. They were suckers anyway. Fake it till you make it. The end. Ah, he's asleep. This kid is definitely older now. Caller Igabuchi.
Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Most beautiful way to disrupt your life, aren't they?
Who? Babies? Oh, children. Yeah, well, it's a nice way to drop your but the radio show, you know, you wouldn't want your baby disrupting your, I don't know, right? Every aspect of your life, right?
Well, they do. No, that's the most beautiful way to disrupt your life.
Well, that's...
It is a disruption. That's the exchange of the baby.
Okay. So, Zach, what did... that's very good advice, I think. Is that advice for me or the baby?
No, that's just... Yeah, that's for every parent.
That's for every.
There's a lot there. Like earlier, people were talking about media. You got to watch that media diet.
Yeah, yeah. You got to make sure it's up. That get that media diet right. up, right?
Well, yeah, you want to make sure they're taking in the right protein,
watching
the right,
the
carbs,
right version
the right vitamins,
of Real Housewives
micro,
of New Jersey. Yep.
Yeah.
And, oh, macronutrients.
New Jersey water, that you got to clean it.
Yeah, macronutrients.
You know,
that means big nutrients, right?
Exactly.
And do you have anything
How many voices does your sampler have?
It doesn't... It's the baby. It's not my sample. I don't understand. The baby's a human with flesh
no,
and blood and
human,
or
your
blood.
Sampler with your other drop.
Definitely.
How many voices can you do at one time?
Is this the advice that you want to give to the baby, how to work an iPad?
Happy parents, happy baby. If parents are miserable, how can that baby be happy?
That's very good advice. So if I were to condense your advice, I would say, you want your dad to be sad? Be quiet.
Kind of.
Keep talking, I mean. That's
but
the other
you got to incorporate them in the show, Bucci. Your life's never going to be the same for a year. Or, you said you have stickers, right?
Yes, I do. Anyone who wants
Are
to
those
email
out?
Me. Yeah, yeah. I have a backlog that I'm kind of plowing through. Bucci at WFMU.org if you want a sticker. Or hit
you
me
don't
up.
Have Bucci volunteers mailing them out?
Bucci Nights at Instagram. No, I don't. Thank you very much, Zach. I appreciate something. I don't know what I appreciate. Calling a Bucci.
Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
This is Annie.
Hey, Annie, how are you doing?
All right, how are you?
I'm good. What do you think? What's some good advice?
Well, I would not work in a second monologue.
So you don't think the baby should be monologuing?
No, definitely
The baby's
not.
Like a teenager
No,
now.
Just give the baby some milk.
Okay, some milk. Okay, that's
walk
it?
Him
just
around.
Walk him around? All right, hold on. I'm going to walk him around.
Yeah. You should sing to them.
Oh, this baby's so heavy now. Oh, sing. Okay, why don't you sing to him, Annie? Annie, would you like to sing to the baby?
No, thank you.
Okay. 201-209-9368. This baby is about 4 feet tall now, so I think your advice is feeding it in some way. Do you have any advice for a baby?
Just keep those peristaltic waves going, you know, digest your food properly.
Right, chew a lot.
Yeah. Make sure your bowel movements are good.
Yeah. I guess that's true. Tell the baby that. Tell him.
Make sure your stool is you got fiber in your diet.
Okay, I don't know why that was so upsetting. So, 201-209-9368, I have started the hour with a baby, but I feel like I have like a child at this point. So if you have any advice for a child, don't get a fake tattoo, use hand sanitizer, get into Public Enemy, something kind of advice like that, you can call up as well. Hide in the woods. That was something that I always did when I was a child. 201-209-9368, baby. I feel like the WFMU listenership has abandoned you. So, like, join the club, right? Caller, you got Bucci. And the Bucci's baby. Hello?
Hello, hello.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Kate.
Hey, Kate, how you doing?
I'm well.
Oh, good.
You got to sing the baby, The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
Oh, that's a good one. Can you do that for...
Actually, I'm really sick, so I really can't do it.
Well, can you maybe just say The Lion Sleeps Tonight?
A wee ma wet,
Listen to Kate.
A wee ma wet, a wee ma wet. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
Whoa, the baby's now the lion. Kate, that's really good. Do you, and any advice really fast?
Run with it. I liked that one.
Yeah, just run. Hit the ground running.
Enjoy. Enjoy life.
All right. Thanks,
Enjoy your life, baby. You got a lot going for you.
Scream that at the baby. Scream, enjoy your life, baby, please.
Enjoy your life, baby.
All right.
Welcome to this world.
Yeah, good luck. Bye. Get a tattoo of a skull on fire. That's advice I wish someone had told me when I was young. Be kind to all people except for, you know, racists, bigots. Be really, really cruel to them. Call it Igabuchi.
Hello, Bucci.
Yes, hello. Who's this?
We have a baby, I hear.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. That's the baby.
This is Kevin in Snow Camp.
The baby is now a little baby again. All right, who's this, Kevin?
Kevin in Snow Camp.
Okay, Kevin in Snow Camp. What advice do you have for this baby?
Yeah, well, you know what, babies need to have.
Listen to Kevin.
Yes,
go ahead.
Kevin, breakfast for dinner.
Eat breakfast for dinner.
Yeah.
Well, this baby's
toast and bacon.
All right. So bacon for dinner, and then do you eat dinner for breakfast? Egg. You're eating dinner for breakfast? Are you eating like a Swedish pie? What's a Swedish pie?
Maybe a fisherman's pie
for breakfast, and then for dinner, Kellogg's Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, maybe some, yeah, just a little milk in your Fruit Loop.
Seems like that's the theme. I feel like I should be, I'm gonna have a ton of milk, you know, going around, huh?
You gotta have milk. You might as well get cows.
All right. Whoa. All right. Phew. This thing is making all sorts of noises. You know what some good advice is? Learn to skateboard. Or at least learn to film skateboards. Because if you do, that's like the cool shortcut. If you're hanging around skateboarders, then people are really going to want to hang around you. And then you can just like pretend to skateboard. And like, I'm going to do a quick shove it. And then they'll stop shoving you. Everyone's a critic. 201-209-9368. We got about 1 minute left. We're trying to, make this teenage baby a little smarter, a little wiser, a little more ready to enter the world. And if you have anything, like you want to blow bubbles in its face, then we can also do that if you have any bubbles. Or if you have a baby rattle. Oh, I have a baby rattle. You like that? You like that? Oh, this teenager is so jaded now. All right, well, I'm sorry, that's it. No more advice. Whatever this baby has learned in this hour, I'm afraid that's it. And it's time for you to grow up and leave, because get out of the house, because Billy Jam wants the room. And so baby and everybody else has been listening to FMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM online and all the time at WFMU.org. Remember, who listens to Bucci?
Bucci.
You Ducci.
This is Aaron coming from you from Minneapolis.
From Minneapolis.
God, just why?
God, just why?
Anyways, you're listening to another all-new music episode of
Put the Needle on the Record.
What up? This is Bobby J from Rockaway, and right now you're checking out my brand new single with Paul Wall.